employers have until the 2nd of July this year to amend their COVID-19 workplace plans to include consultations with union, including the decision to implement a mandatory vaccination or not. Joining us to shed more light on this, on whether an employer can proceed with a mandatory vaccination policy, is the associate in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, Tamsankwa Mila. Tamsankwa, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
So with the deadline fast approaching, employers then need to certainly update their risk assessments and what these would entail.
Updating the risk assessment would have the employer consider two things, whether or not they want to have a mandatory vaccine policy, or if they do, then which category of employees they'd like to identify as those that they would like to take the vaccine, those who are vulnerable, for instance. And if not, then they'd also have to indicate that if they don't want to have a mandatory vaccine policy.
Are employees entitled to institute a mandatory vaccination policy?
That would depend on an assessment of the employer's workplace. So it's not a yes answer, it's a yes or no. So if you are of the view that your place is high risk, then you may consider taking a mandatory vaccine policy. However, if it's low risk and you work, for instance, in a space like a law firm where not many people need to go to the office to in order for them to be conducted, then the employer would probably say no, they don't have to do a mandatory workplace vaccine policy.
And if there is a non-mandatory vaccine policy, as you mentioned, that does also depend on the type of industry, would the responsibility then be on the employer to provide alternatives to ensure that the worker remains employed while limiting contact with colleagues?
Yes. So what employers have done during the various levels of lockdown that we've experienced since last year would have to continue. So the social distancing protocols, those who can work from home, especially if you have considered yourself low risk, would have to continue. I've been working from home for the majority of the time since last year, for instance. So that would continue in order to make sure or to try and limit the risk even more of exposure to the virus.
And what does an employer do where a union is unwilling to engage in the consultation process? Because actually, in terms of background, how involved are the unions in this particular process? Firstly, Tamsankwa.
Yeah, so I think this relates to your initial question about the mandatory vaccine policy. So employers do have to consult, and when they consult, they have to consult with union members. If the union members do not want to participate in the consultation process, then there are two considerations for the employer. So if policies especially are part and parcel of an employee's contract of employment, then the employer is limited in their ability to institute a mandatory vaccine policy, because then it would have to be by agreement. However, if it's not, then a consultation only means that you must approach the conversation with a sufficiently open mind to be persuaded either way. However, if after the consultation, you still have the employer ask the view that you need to have a mandatory vaccine policy, then you will do so. So to get back to your question, if the contract doesn't include policies, then the employer will be able to continue to implement. However, that then unfortunately did require an agreement from the union.
Okay, so the union does need to be in part and parcel of the consultation, regardless of the policy. Am I correct in understanding that?
Yes.
And how does an employer determine which union to consult with?
So this is guided by what the Labor Relations Act regards as sufficiently representative, because that's the requirement that's in the guidelines. So a majority trade union would be one of those, or two unions that represent the majority of staff in the workplace, for those unions that have already been recognized as unions that can bargain with the employer, probably in terms of a collective agreement or something like that, then those would be the unions that the employer would have to consider.
All right. Should there be a mandatory vaccination policy for employees, what responsibility or obligations falls on the employer? Do they need to provide transport, for example, to vaccination sites? Do they need to ensure that there's registration on EVDS? What sort of obligations do they have to fulfill then?
I think there'd be guidance between what the government already has. I know there's been talk of making some employer stations where, for instance, I think in a financial sector, because they employ such a large number of employees or of workers in South Africa, there would be stations that are set up there in order to facilitate that process. But my sense is that the ordinary avenues that you have right now, which is the government, which is to go to private clinics, which is also to go to pharmacies, I think are the places that people can go to. I think in addition to that, and if it becomes a mandatory situation, then there would have to be some form of employer-government partnership, which I think is already envisaged.
If there is a mandatory policy and an employee refuses to have the COVID-19 vaccine, does that employee risk his or her employment?
So it would depend on the reason for who refuses it. For instance, if the reason is because of religious grounds, the employer would have to consider those and see why the employee refuses, because it is an accepted ground for refusing the vaccine policy. It also, even if it is medical grounds, the employer would have to consider that, because it is also an accepted ground for refusal. If an employee, however, refuses and doesn't fall within those grounds, then the employer would have to see if they can accommodate the employee. So, for instance, to what extent can you keep this employee in the job without having to dismiss?
Tamsanqua, employers have until now the second to amend their COVID-19 workplace plans. Will the Department of Employment and Labour ensure that all employers have, in fact, put these plans in place, or who's going to check up that there are some form of policies at the respective workplaces?
The requirement is for the employer to update and have it ready for inspection. So I suppose when you consider the number of employers you have in the country, it would be a logistical nightmare for the Department of Labor. But however, if it does fall on you that you are the one that they've selected, you must be ready for them to inspect and to check that you actually do have this policy, and you indicate whether you have any mandatory one or you've elected not to have a mandatory vaccination or policy.
Okay, so certainly prudent to be ready just in case, as you mentioned, you are the one that's been selected to be inspected. Where can employees find out further information around that, should they be require some guidance around a policy and the various consultations that requires?
We have issued, as Clifton Hoffner, alerts guiding employers on what they need to do and what they're required to do, but also the Department of Labor has issued the directive that I spoke about. So a Google search about the directive and what the expectations are would give your listeners guidance on what they need to do and give them the information that they require.
Tamsanqua Mila is associate in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer. Appreciate your insights as always, Tamsanqua. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is the sound that we make. The world's biggest radio game.
Play to win big.
What do you think it is?